I just had an awesome podcast with my friend Colin Beecham. Dude, I'm such a believer in him and like what he's doing and why he's doing things. Like one of the biggest blessings in my life, like over the past year, has been able to meet him. And I met him like 3 months ago, and him alone has changed the way that I view the city of just the involvement, engagement I've had within communities and just meeting other people. Like just through him, I've met so many more people through this one connection, because he brings me around and introduces me to a lot of other people. Like he would literally just grab me and be like, here, I need you to come meet these people, and just introduce them and like the things he says, and like people will end up liking me. Like I have friendships now because Colin introduced me, but y'all like each other and they trust Colin's judgment. So they're already kind of opening and accepting of me. And when I first met Colin, I was talking to my buddy Luis about the run club. I was like, dude, I was like, I went to this run club. It was awesome. I was like, this guy, Colin Beecham, leads it. And I was like, whatever he does now, like I'm attending, like whatever he's got going on, I'm going. And my buddy Luis asked me, he was like, why do you think you are drawn to this kid so much? I was like, that's a good question. I think because he treats people, I think that like he grew up with the golden rule. Like he treats people how he would want to be treated. Cause that's how I was growing up, is I want to treat people how I want to be treated. And what I mean by that is like when I'm in a group and I know most everybody, like I know the group, when somebody joins a group or somebody's new to the group and you can tell like they don't know a whole lot of people there and they're not like quite comfortable yet in that setting, like I will go up to them, get to know them, become friends with them, and then introduce them to people that I think they'll like in the group. Because once that person feels welcome, like, okay, like I have a friend, and that can translate into another friendship, dude, that just multiplies. And then they'll feel more comfortable about themselves, and then they'll be able to show up better for the group success, or whatever that may be. Because one person went out of the way to, you know, go and make a relationship with that person and acknowledge them, and then just allow them to have the confidence, kind of instill that a little bit of like, here you go, like, yeah, you belong, now go meet other people. Like that's how I want to be treated when I go into new groups. And that's exactly what he did to me. Like I walked up to him and it was so cool. Like he actually like recognized me from the podcast because I guess I had one of his friends on early on the podcast. He's like, yeah, he's like, I've seen your stuff. He's like, I really like your message. So he made me automatically feel important within the first 30 seconds of meeting him. I was like, dang, that's really cool. And then like 2 minutes after that, I'm just talking and small talking with like a little group. Like we're in like a group of four of getting to know all those guys. Like 20 minutes later, or like 2 minutes later, he's like, whistles, like, all right, here we go. And like 30 people start following him on the run, and I'm like, oh snap, he's the leader of this group. So that like made me feel like, ever since that moment, I was like, all right, I'm following him, like whatever he's got going on, like I'm attending. Like that was really cool. Like he's the leader of that group. He is the alpha male. He is the leader of that group, and he made me feel really important about myself within the first 5 seconds of talking to him. And that's like really cool. That's really cool to me. And the main thing that I just got from our podcast, which was awesome, the main thing that I got from our conversation was, he told a story about he ran a 100-mile race, the Georgia Jewel, last year. And he was talking about, I didn't know whether or not I could finish it or not. And the reason why he didn't want to do this 100-mile race is because he was scared of the fact of, he's like, what if I don't finish? What if I don't finish a race? What are people going to say about me? That's what he was scared about, which is, that's a reasonable thing. A, you don't know if you're going to finish a 100-mile race. A lot of things can go wrong. And like, yeah, you put yourself out there and like, yes, I'm giving effort. I am attempting this. I'm investing in this. So if you fail, that is a reflection of you failing about something you care about. That is getting vulnerable, and you're prone to get embarrassed. And that's what he was talking about. So my main thing that was holding me back was I was scared that I wasn't going to finish, and then all these people were going to see me train for this long and then not be able to do what I wanted to do. You know, that is embarrassing. And he was like, okay, so let's say I do this 100-mile race and I don't finish it. And people do look at me, I'm like, well, damn, he didn't get to finish that. That's not that big of a deal. Like, that's really not that big of a deal. And we started talking about how you can kind of use that framework of, a lot of people are scared of rejection, are scared of being embarrassed. That's why they don't attempt the dreams and goals they have. Because if they fully invest in something, and they get serious, and the people around them and their loved ones know that, hey, I'm serious about this. I want to make this work. I'm putting in effort. Yeah, like your self-image is on the line. Your reputation is on the line. So if you fail, yes, that is a shot to you. Like that is, you know, you failed at something you really cared about and gave effort in. You failed at something you care about. A huge reason why a lot of people don't attempt their dreams and don't attempt these things that they want to do that gets them excited of like, ooh, like, I don't even know if I can do this. You know, it's like 50% chance of failing and succeeding. And you kind of get those butterflies like, ooh, this would be awesome if I could do this, but I don't even know if I could do it. A lot of people don't take that risk because they're scared of being embarrassed. So let's say you do take the risk and you fail. Let's say Colin didn't finish the race. And what he was worried about is true, comes true. People do judge him. People do look at him and like, dang, he gave all he had and he couldn't achieve what he wanted to. He didn't finish the race. Let's say that comes true. So, and like the opinions of the people that do matter, like those people are not going to look down on or say bad things about someone that got out of their comfort zone and tried something they didn't even know if they could do in the first place. The opinions of people that matter aren't going to say any bad things or any negative things towards somebody that got out of their comfort zone and attempted something they didn't even know that they could do in the first place. If anything, that's going to be encouraging to them and want to be able to help you and want to help you. So it's really the opinions of people that like really don't matter, that aren't trying the things that we're trying. Because the people that have achieved all the things that we want to achieve, if they see somebody below them, like levels below them, trying hard to achieve things that they've never experienced or they've never achieved, like going uncharted territory, like those people, the people that matter, the opinions of the people that matter, they're not going to care. They're going to look at that as like, yeah, he's trying. He's doing the journey. And that's what we were talking about, is valuing the journey instead of the outcome. It's really enjoying the process instead of the outcome. And he made the comment, he's like, that's why when a lot of people win the lottery big, they lose that money within the first year because they were handed, you know, the final outcome of becoming a mega millionaire without going through the process of becoming the type of person that knows how to handle all that money. That's why they lose it, because they're not the type of person, they didn't earn that. They're not the type of person to become a millionaire. They're just handed $1 million. And that's what we were talking about. It was like, we have to go through these things in order to become the person that has the qualities to have the thing that we want. And I don't know, like stuck with me. And that's one good framework of like why I don't like get discouraged now in this time of my life. Like I don't like have a lot of things not really, you know, ideal in my life right now. But I don't just get discouraged because it is part of the journey. It is part of my process. Like I need to go through these things and learn these lessons because it's going to allow me to relate with other people later down in life. Like I'm going through things now that are writing my story, that are giving me the credibility, that are building the characteristics that I need and the qualities that I need in order to become one of the best public speakers, podcasters of my generation. I'm going through those things now. I can't just jump there. Like that doesn't work like that. You have to go through the things. There are levels to these things for a reason. You need to go through these levels and learn the lessons that you need to learn in these levels. And that's what me and him were talking about. So it's kind of reassuring when you're not where you're not, if you're not where you want to be in life, but you know that you're moving in the right direction, like that is reassuring to know that you are developing the qualities of the person that you need to, and that you want to become. You are becoming the person. What am I trying to say? You are becoming the person that you need to become in order to have the things that you want to have. That's what I'm trying to say. Like all the things that we're going through, that is, those experiences that we're going through right now is the reason why we're going to be able to have all the things that we want in the future, because we know how to handle these experiences right now. Like, we'll be like, oh yeah, like I've gone through this before. This is how you solve this. And then people will be like, dang, you can solve it like that quick? Yeah, because I've done it 100 times. So I don't know. I just feel really uplifted and energized. I do that every time I leave Colin. I feel uplifted and energized. And that's why I think I like him so much, and because that's what I want to do. Like, when I meet someone, I want to leave them better than I found them. I want to leave them feeling more energized, just more optimistic about life. Of like, yeah, like things are good. Things are good in this world. I don't know. I'm just excited. This has been one of the best weeks of my life because all my loved ones around me have exciting things going on in their life, and that gives me energy. And the main one is probably my dad. Like, my dad, I haven't seen my dad this excited about something in a long time, and it just brings just like pure joy to my heart of seeing him excited about something, you know, about his own thing, because he has done nothing but just serve and just be so selfless to me and my family. And to see him be excited about something that he is creating, that he's built, you know, over the last 30 years, it's just, it's really cool. And then I come home and my roommates, Evan, Jake, like Clem, Isaac, like they just got a lot of cool stuff going on in their life. And then all my other friends, they got a lot of cool stuff going on in their life. And it's just like an exciting time. And that's what we talked about on the pod. Like, there's nothing better than seeing the homies win. There's nothing better than seeing the homies win. So I'm just really blessed and just grateful. I've just had I'm just blessed. I just have a large amount of like gratefulness and like gratitude in my life. And I just want to share that. And I told Colin when we left, like, that's one of my missions in life, is to share this excitement that I have in my own life and this gratitude that I have in my own life. I want to share that with other people. I want to remind people, like, this life is awesome. Like, it really is. And we don't have a whole lot of it. Like, we really don't have a whole lot of it. So we might as well enjoy it. Right? Like, we might as well enjoy it. Like, just the little things. Pick something out. Pick one thing out in your day that you're grateful for. Like, what made you smile today? That's what I like asking. And when I get in the sauna, dude, like, I want to get better at creating conversation when I don't want to. Or, like, when I don't know the person, of just like, hey. And I do this when I get in the sauna. I've done this for, like, the past 2 weeks. And it always leads into great conversation. And I'll leave there with a friend. But I always, like, we'll get in there and it'll be quiet for, like, the first 30 seconds. And I'll, like, look at someone, like, yo, bro. I was like, tell me something that made you smile today. Tell me something that you've been excited about the past weeks. And it's cool. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, hey, actually this. And it just leads into an awesome conversation. And it leads into a friendship at the gym. And then I'll see them again and give them nugs. And, like, we're friends. And then I'll ask them again. I'll be like, hey, how's this thing going? And it's just, I don't know. It's like little things like that. That makes me smile. I don't know. I'm just very grateful for all the people in my life. And I want to share that. I want to share this level of excitement and gratitude that I have with others. Woo! All right, awesome. I'll see y'all next week. Let go.